A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Tall buildings and a bridge appear. This is the New York City skyline. Cars drive down the street. Words appear. Dirty Robber presents. Fans blow smog in association with Now This and 6 feet Over. The M train rolls along tracks above ground. Sneakers hang by their laces from telephone wires. Inside an apartment, a dog's bone rests on a tan rug. A statue of a dog sits next to a row of colorful sneakers. Books and sketchbooks rest on a table next to pencils and a cactus plant. A black dog, Jeter, walks away from his empty food bowl. He passes a painting of himself posing with a man wearing a soldier's uniform. Title, Two Distant Strangers. The same man from the painting stirs in a bed. He wears a chain around his neck and earrings. He opens his eyes and puts on a pair of black and gold-rimmed glasses. He looks at his surroundings. Next to him, a half-dressed sleeping woman rolls onto her back. The man gingerly moves an orange blanket off his body. He sits up. He pulls on a pair of jeans. The woman sits up in bed. She rubs the sleep from her eyes. The man turns to see her, watching him get dressed.
Wow. Fuck me and then ghost
me.
No,
no.
In my own home.
I was so not ghosting you. I was gonna, I wasn't gonna just leave. I was gonna, like, I was gonna leave a note or...
A note.
I was not gonna just leave.
Hell.
She pulls on a robe.
Just fucking with you.
Breathe.
She smiles and walks to the bathroom.
You got jokes.
A few.
The man pulls a white shirt over his head and sits on the bed. He picks up a sneaker and peers at the bathroom.
Hey, you want to go out and get some food or something? There's this new Jamaican brunch spot that just opened up down the block.
Did you wash your hands?
She touches his face.
Oh, of course not.
Listen, I'd love to, but I gotta kind of get back home to my dog.
Well, that sounds like a lie.
They sit on a couch.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
She holds a picture of his dog.
He's so cute. Aww.
That's my Jeter boy. You know Jeter like...
Yeah, her. Like Derek.
She walks toward the kitchen.
You boys are so predictable. You know, I'm available for sitting, FYI. Ah, shit. Don't worry about it.
You sure?
It's fine, Carter.
Just...
Don't keep Jeter waiting.
Carter grabs his backpack and walks toward the door. He touches the back of his neck.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah, it was good. Really.
The woman makes coffee.
Really?
Really. Against my better judgment, I actually wouldn't mind waking up to you a few more times.
What's a few, like 10, 20, forever?
You boys and your egos, man. A few hundred. Is that better? Go home, boy.
Carter moves to the door.
I'll call you.
Ew, text first. What kind of monster are you?
Okay, I'll text first. Is it Paula? No, Presley. Paris. No. Parsley. I'll text you first, Parsley.
You knew my name last night, jerk.
You know, got a nice place. You should get this fixed up.
He twirls a broken number on the door.
Oh, Perry, that's right. Spelt like the water and not Tyler.
Yeah.
Carter waves on his way out.
Au revoir, Betty!
Nerd.
Carter walks down the hallway. He passes a bike on the way to the staircase. He takes out his phone and clicks on the app, Furbo. In Carter's apartment, Jeter's ears perk up. A treat is released from a Furbo machine.
Hey, Z, you good, little man? I'll be home soon, I promise. Look.
I met this girl last night. We had a few. ended up at her place, and then, you know.
Look, I don't gotta tell you the rest. You know the game.
Eat up and keep being a good boy for Papa, okay? And please don't shit on my rug, G.
Jeter's face appears on Carter's phone. More treats fall from the Furbo machine.
You'll get a treat. You'll get a treat. You'll get a treat.
Jeter goes after them. Carter holds the apartment door open for a man in a suit.
How do you?
Carter steps onto a New York City sidewalk. He nods at a woman wearing a pencil skirt. Carter steps away from the apartment building with the letter R over the number. He opens his backpack. A thick roll of money falls. He smokes. He bumps a man in a striped shirt.
Oh, come on, man.
What the fuck? My bad, dude. I totally did not see you.
Sure, Jesus.
Listen, let me pay for it.
A police officer, Merck, approaches.
You got a problem here?
Nah, sir. It's no problem, man. I'll just offer
you
to pay.
You got a cigarette?
Yes, it is.
It don't smell like no cigarette.
With all due respect, sir, your sense of smell is not my problem.
It's a lot of money for a guy with a not so cigarette smelling cigarette.
Carter picks up the money.
Kind of business we in?
Graphic design. I make comic books. Can I say, I'm in demand.
Merck squares up to him.
Sure.
Sir.
He grabs Carter's arm.
Do me a favor,
why
sir.
You, what the? Why
put
you talking
the bag down and step against the wall for me.
What? I'm good, actually, man.
I'm not good.
Listen,
so
man.
Give me the bag and get against the wall.
This is my personal property, man.
Give me the bag and step against
listen,
the wall.
Listen, I ain't do nothing, bro.
A bag.
A vendor films.
For what?
All right, tough guy. What? Get out of behind your back.
Get the fuck off of me, man. Get off of me.
He didn't do anything.
Don't fuck with
me. You stop, man.
Get his hands. Get his hands.
Stop.
Get his
hands. Get his
hands. Stop.
Get his hands. Get his hands.
Cuff him.
Cuff him. Get off of me. Get off of me. Get off of me.
Stop.
Get off me. Get off me. I can't breathe!
Officers hold Carter down.
Get off me!
They restrain him.
I can't breathe!
Merck keeps Carter in a chokehold.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Another officer handcuffs him. Merck scrunches his face. Merck looks down and sees that Carter has stopped moving on the ground. His eyes are closed. Carter jerks awake in Perry's bed. He holds his neck.
Hey, you okay?
Perry sits up next to him.
Yeah. I think I just had, like, the craziest, realest dream.
Carter rubs his eyes.
What happened?
He reaches for his glasses and rolls onto his back.
I don't know. This whole moment just feels like deja vu or something.
He puts his glasses on.
Nah, this is definitely the first time.
Perry nudges him with her leg.
Yeah, it was probably just a bad dream. Forget it.
She holds a picture of Jeter.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
As Jeter.
They sit on the couch.
Like Derek. Yeah, I know.
She walks to the kitchen.
You boys are so predictable. You know, I'm available for sitting, FYI.
Ah, shit.
Carter peers at the broken glass.
Don't worry about it.
He looks confused. He walks out of the apartment with his phone to his ear. About to click something on his phone, Carter turns back toward the door. He puts his phone away and walks down the stairs. On his way out of the building, Carter passes the man in the suit. He notices the woman in the pencil skirt walking toward him. He opens his backpack and takes out the roll of money. He puts it in his pocket. Carter puts a cigarette in his mouth. He zips up his bag and throws it over his shoulder. He lights his cigarette. He narrowly avoids bumping into the man in a striped shirt.
Whoa, careful, man. It's a new shirt.
My bad, bro.
So good. No harm, no foul.
No doubt. Nice shirt, though, man.
Everything all right here, fellas?
Merc approaches.
Yes, sir. Everything is just fine. Almost bumped.
Is that a cigarette?
He points to Carter's cigarette.
Yes, it is.
It don't smell like no cigarette.
With all due respect, the inaccuracy of your sense of smell is not my problem, sir.
That, some more magic tobacco in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Listen, only people happy to see cops are white people and other cops. Have a nice day, man.
He grabs Carter's bag.
You have a nice day. Actually,
what you?
I'm gonna have to check the bag. Step against the wall for me.
What are you doing, bro? I know my rights, man. Let go of my bag.
I know your rights. I know my rights. We all know our rights.
Bro.
Step against the wall.
Why?
Let go of the bag.
Why are you doing
Let go
this?
Of the bag.
Are you serious?
Let go of your bag.
This is my personal
Let
my
go of your bag.
Why are you doing this?
All right, you under arrest. Come on. Stop. You under arrest.
A vendor films.
You didn't do anything.
Do that with
him. Come on.
What are you doing?
Go for your gun. Go reach for your gun. Fuck up.
Carter jerks awake in Perry's bed. He holds his chest. He sits up next to Perry. Later, he sits on the edge of the bed. He rubs his face with one hand.
Hey, you wanna go out and get some food or something? There's this new Jamaican brunch spot that just opened up down the block.
Perry returns. Carter puts his glasses on.
You know what? I have a better idea.
An egg is cracked on the side of a bowl. The egg lands next to another raw egg inside the bowl. Carter seasons the eggs and grabs a whisk. He whips the eggs.
You know what my granny's secret to French toast is?
What?
Adding a little vanilla extract in the mix.
I mean, that's kind of everybody's secret to French toast.
Carter wears an apron.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Perry and Carter look up at the door.
Expecting someone?
Open up! Open up!
Through the peephole, Perry sees several police officers.
NYPD!
The officers break through the door.
NYPD!
They shoot Carter. Perry runs to him.
We have a warrant for drugs in this location.
Call an ambulance.
This is 138 D35.
Yes.
Apartment 6.
No.
Carter jerks awake in Perry's bed.
Fuck!
He holds his head in his hands. Perry clutches the covers. Later, Carter grabs the back of his neck and sways. He takes his backpack off and hides it under Perry's couch. He strips off his yellow jacket and hides it next to his backpack.
Hey, there's this new Jamaican spot that just opened down the street. Do you want to go out and get some food or something?
Carter breezes by Perry. He pushes through the building's front door and stops on the sidewalk.
Hey! Hey!
Merc points at him. Carter runs. He jerks awake in Perry's bed, clutching his chest. Again, he bursts through the building's front door and stops on the sidewalk. Officer Merc runs after him. Carter jerks awake in Perry's bed. He bursts through the building's front door. He runs down the street. Carter jerks awake in Perry's bed. He punches a pillow. Carter sprints down the sidewalk. He passes a car garage and jumps over something. Merc fires his gun. Carter jerks awake in Perry's bed, holding his chest. He sprints down the street. Merc fires. Carter jerks awake. He sprints down the street. Merc fires. Carter jerks awake. He punches a pillow.
No!
On the street, blood pours from Carter's mouth. Jeter lays on the couch. Merc watches the street. Merc holds up his gun on the street. Merc fires at Carter. Blood erupts from bullet wounds on his chest. Merc watches Carter. In Perry's bathroom, Carter leans over a sink. On the street, blood is splattered on Officer Merck's face. In Perry's apartment, Carter leans on the wall. He sinks to the floor. On the street, Carter is slumped on the sidewalk. He holds his bloody chest. Blood pours from his lips. In Perry's bathroom, Carter hits the sink. Carter blinks. His eye blurs. It clears, showing a reflection of Merck firing his gun. Carter blinks and looks at himself in the mirror. He straightens up. Carter puts his glasses on. A subway car moves along a track above ground.
Let me ask you something.
In Perry's apartment.
What would you do if somebody was trying to kill you every day?
He takes his glasses off.
I would try to kill them back.
Perry sits with Carter on the couch.
Want to use my gun?
What? No. Wait, you've got a gun?
I'm a black woman in America. Damn right I got a gun.
Oh, you and your Jackie Brown shit. That's cute.
Well, I am a Libra, so I'm very diplomatic.
Perry stands up.
I guess if I didn't want to shoot a nigga, I would just, you know, talk to him.
Perry walks away. Carter puts on his glasses. He runs toward a small table and catches a bottle of beer before it falls.
Okay, then. Odell Beckham Jr. with the hands.
Look how quickly we forget Jerry Rice.
Carter holds the building's front door open. The man in a suit walks through it. Carter points at the woman in the pencil skirt.
Nice shoes.
She walks past him.
Officer Merck.
Wait, what?
Carter waves at Merck.
Look, man, I'm not sure what the fuck is going on. Maybe some racist deja vu shit, but I think we're stuck in some kind of loop where I keep running into you. You keep fucking killing me, man.
Now I know you're smoking.
Yeah, you think my cigarette's not a cigarette. We've been through this, man. Look.
Hey, back up. Show me some ID. Keep your hands where I can see them.
Carter holds his hands up.
That sounds like a trap. But okay, dude.
Carter opens his bag.
This is the part where I open up my bag. You see that wad of cash and you say,
that's a lot of money for a guy with a not-so-cigarette-smelling cigarette.
You legally search my shit. I won't let you. We fight, and I'm dead.
That's enough circus tricks. Give me the bag, step against the wall.
Look, dude, I'm about to fuck your head up right now. See the corner?
Carter points.
Cute couple about to kiss.
A man kisses a woman's hand.
Boom! Yoga girl about to take a selfie.
A woman in pink yoga clothes takes a picture of herself with her phone.
Voila. Scared a kid right there? Watching me shit in 3, 2.
A kid on a skateboard falls.
Son of a bitch.
Are you fucking with me?
Nah.
So if I shoot you now, we're gonna do it all over again?
Yeah, dude. I'm just trying to get home to my fucking dog.
Merck touches his face.
Well, if your past is any sign of your future, I'd get the fuck out of here.
Merck points. Carter walks away from him. Carter walks down the sidewalk. He passes a police car. He looks back. Carter lights a cigarette. He blows smoke through his lips. Two men sprint past Carter. They turn a corner.
Stop! Hey! Hey, you freaks! Let me see your hands! Show me your hands! Show me your hands! Where'd your friends go?
Carter wakes in bed.
Motherfucker! Yo, Merck!
He walks past the man in the suit on the street.
Yeah.
Merck leans against a pole.
This is so fucking weird.
Tell me about it, man.
I feel like I've been smoking one of your cigarettes. And this has been happening how long? How many times?
Man, if my count is correct, 99. Oh, it's your mom. She doesn't want anything.
What?
Merck looks at his cell phone.
You're a voodoo child, motherfucker.
She calls any time it takes you longer than 5 minutes to kill me.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
So what do you want?
Carter shrugs.
Why don't you just take me home, man?
Merck taps his cell phone. A bird's eye view of New York City shows cars driving down the road and tall buildings. Merck's police car rolls down the road.
I just want to make it home in the middle of the night. My body is made of stone. I'm easy to make a grave like danger. I'm alone. Mama told me not to be.
Carter rides in the back seat of Merck's car. Merck drives.
It's really illegal for me to ride in the front?
Yeah.
Even on a ride along?
Yep.
Man, that Kevin Hart movie was a fucking lie. So, man, what's your birthday?
November 8th.
Ah, Scorpio. That's interesting. You're a sensitive dude.
You don't believe in all that astrology bullshit, do you?
Not really, but I wouldn't just call it nothing, you know? I'm March 29th. Aries. You got a wife or husband or non-gender conforming partner?
Wife. Three kids, two dogs. You know, the whole American dream.
Carter looks out the window.
Slept with this girl last night. Real cute. I think I like her, but I think it was just sex for her.
Merck shrugs.
I don't hear a problem yet.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think maybe I fall in love too fast, or some people just fall in love too slow, you know?
Yeah, you got late last night. Move on.
So why you become a cop?
Merck looks at Carter through the rearview mirror. He nods his head.
I saw a country losing its way. Lost respect for the rule of law. Lost respect for the order.
I'm sorry. What's the real reason you became a cop, man? Not that brochure bullshit.
Merck looks out the window.
I guess I got sick of being bullied.
So you became one.
So now I put him away. No, that's bullshit, man. That's bullshit.
Man, it's not bullshit. I hear you. I hear what you're saying, man. But all I'm saying is you guys over-police our neighborhoods, over-punish us, lock us up for life for some shit that white boys joke about in their memoirs. And then we're stuck in a cycle we can't even fucking break.
Come on, man. Everyone's responsible for their choices, even if that choice is crime. I mean, no one's making you guys stick your hand in the cookie jar.
Listen, some people do commit crime. But what choice do they have when white people are born on the third base and niggas is born outside the stadium?
Boo-hoo.
That's fucked up. That's cold-blooded. If we're being really real here, the system rewards you guys with the best possible prize for the only thing you had nothing to do with, being white.
You got a way with words, kid, I gotta say. Guess I never spoke to one of you this long either, to be honest. It's interesting, man. But I guess we're gonna have to agree to disagree on this one, my friend.
It's fine by me, man. As long as you take me home.
I'll take you home.
The car passes a building with graffiti on it. The names George Floyd, Freddie Gray, Breonna Taylor, and others are written in white.
Oh, the way you love, you are a child of spirit. I pray this reaches you. You are a child of color. The sun is your old friend. You are a child of victors. Let the victory begin. I want you to know you're not alone, no way. We're all connected like sky to sky, like moon that shines on all. I want you to know. I want you to know you're not.
Carter looks at his building.
Well,
Merck puts his hat on.
This is me.
He raises his arms.
This is you.
You know, I would say, see you next time, but I fucking hope not. Thanks for the ride, Officer Merck.
They shake hands.
Take care of yourself, kid.
Don't think you're alone, no.
In the apartment, Jeter wags his tail. Carter takes his backpack off.
just know you're not alone.
He turns to Merck.
Bravo, young Carter. Bravo. Bravo!
What?
I gotta say, man, that was a real fun one. Whew! The way you're all charming and trying to appeal to my better nature as a human being and shit, that was primo. You're never short on courage, kid. Only time.
Merck places a hand over his gun.
I mean, sometimes you run, most times you fight, one of the guys chokes you out a wee bit too much. But this one, my friend,
He raises the gun.
This one was a noble performance. Best of the bunch. It was my goddamn favorite. Best of the bunch! Woo! Best of the bunch! Woo! The best of the bunch!
Merck waves his arms. He points the gun straight at Carter. Carter turns to run. Carter's body jerks. He falls to the ground. Everything blurs. Merck smirks.
See you tomorrow, kid.
He lowers his gun and touches his face. Carter's body is sprawled on the sidewalk. A pool of blood grows beneath him. Jeter watches the apartment door. Carter is still on the ground. Carter opens his eyes in Perry's bed. He blinks a few times.
Damn, 100 times?
Birds fly past the apartment building.
So far, yeah.
Have you tried talking to him?
Carter sits at a table with Perry. She drinks coffee.
Look, I realize now, it don't matter what I say or what I do or how I try to do it. This dude just wanna kill me.
So what now? You just let him keep killing you forever?
Hell no. Smarter than him, faster than him. Shit, I probably got more money than he do. Definitely more handsome than he. So I'm gonna figure something out.
Carter walks down the apartment hallway.
Because it don't matter how long it takes or how many times it takes.
He stops for a moment by the staircase.
One way or another.
He traipses down the stairs and pulls his hoodie over his head.
I'm getting home to my fucking dog.
Words appear. Eric Garner had just broken up a fight. The names of others roll by. Michelle Cousseau was changing the lock on her front door. The names of others roll by. Tanisha Anderson was having a bad mental health episode. The names of others roll by. Tamir Rice was playing in a park. The names of others roll by. Natasha McKenna was having a schizophrenic episode. The names of others roll by. Walter Scott was going to an auto parts store. The names of others roll by. Betty Jones was answering her door. The names of others roll by. Philando Castile was driving home. The names of others roll by. Atitanya Jefferson was babysitting her nephew at home. The names of others roll by. Eric Reason was pulling into a parking spot. The names of others roll by. Rashad Brooks was asleep in his car. The names of others roll by. Azel Ford was walking in his neighborhood. The names of others roll by. Elijah McClain was walking home. The names of others roll by. Dominique Clayton was sleeping in her bed. The names of others roll by. Breonna Taylor was sleeping in her bed. The names of others roll by. And George Floyd went to the grocery store. A few names of the many. Words appear. Say their names. Remember their names. Directed by Trayvon Free and Martin Desmond Rowe. Written by Trayvon Free. Produced by Lawrence Bender, Sean Combs, Chris Utwiller, Jesse Williams. Executive producers Michael A. Conley II, Kevin Durant, Tina Xaros, Richard Kleinman, Van Lathan, Nicholas Mayer, Mickey Meyer, Michael Novogratz, the Pritzker Pucker family, Athens Stephanopoulos. Supervising producer Andrew Sachs. Co-producers Nick Frew, Mike Shafia, Nicholas Veneroso. Director of photography Jessica Young. Editor Alex Oatsmith. Original score by James Poser. Music supervisor Nick Frew. Production designer Kessa Morgan. Costume designer Juliana Vargas. Starring Joey Badass. Andrew Howard. Zaria. Title, Two Distant Strangers. Credits roll. Copyright 2020, Two Distant Strangers, LLC. Audio description provided by Roundabout Entertainment. A black and white figure of a man with a raised arm appears, SAG-AFTRA. A dancing frog appears over a red circle, 6 feet over. A white mask appears, Dirty Robber. A white square appears over a yellow square, now this.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.